אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Hi, I'm Michelle Lewis and I'm the manager of JConnect. We're a Jewish matchmaking service in Australia.
Can you tell us about JConnect, your matchmaking service in Australia?
The organization, it's a not-for-profit, small not-for-profit organization. It was started by a couple of local Sydney men back in 2005. We started our services in 2006, very low technology, just a couple of people on taking notes and on phones. And over the past 10 years or so, we're now affiliated with an organization in the US that gives us access to over 60,000 Jewish singles around the world.
Right. I'm sure that singles in Australia are looking for, if somebody lives in Sydney, they are not going to move to New York. So what's so special, what's so different between JConnect and the other dating sites?
We're a combination of that kind of traditional Jewish matchmaking and modern technology. We're not like the apps and we're not like online dating. I think our biggest point of difference would be that our members are verified. We meet all of our members face to face. We actually, when people join, we ask them for a referee. People are very surprised to learn that we actually call the referee and speak to them about the member. So there is a verification process, which is our point of difference, makes us very different, and gives people some level of confidentiality as well, because there's no general browsing. So you don't come onto our site and look through our list of members. You only see someone's profile when one of our connectors actually sends the profile to you.
Oh, that's amazing. It is very private. That is a very big thing. That first of all, you find out about the individuals. If they tell you they are single or divorced, you find out, first of all, if they are single or divorced, that they're not telling you stories. And if they say they are 35, they are not 55. That is really, really important, because I think that the problem with the dating sites is that people can say anything about themselves. And sometimes you don't know who you are meeting. The other, I think, point of difference that you said, that you register to JConnect, you only see the profiles of people that may be suitable for you, which is amazing. So you don't see everybody's profile that on JConnect.
No. What happens is that our connectors meet, and certainly at the moment, with what's happening at the moment, we've had to reimagine how we do things a little bit. So now we're actually doing virtual meetings. We're doing video meetings with new members. And we find out a little bit about the person, and then we make match suggestions. So, yes, you see the profiles of people that we think might be suitable matches for you. But you're also with us. We've just launched virtual speed dating. So you can that's another way of meeting. And we try and quite heavily curate those speed dating functions, so that we get a group of people together that we think are good matches for each other. But it does mean that there's the privacy of no one knows your full name, they don't know your phone number or your email address or anything, unless you actually mutually approve a match.
We are talking to Michelle Lewis, the manager of a dating organization, JConnect. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Michelle, my biggest question, can you date, can you find love during the coronavirus crisis?
Absolutely. Nitza, I think as I think we all realize, the current situation has brought to our attention the isolation that singles can feel. Now more than ever, it's really important that we look at ways to keep people connected. There are lots of ways to date during corona isolation. There are lots of articles that have been written. As I mentioned before, we've reimagined how to do things. And we're now suggesting to our members that they have a short phone call, and then they arrange to meet. They will go and they will either go for a walk together, they'll have a coffee, they'll have a drink, they'll have a meal. So now we're saying to them, what we suggest they do is they still have that first brief conversation and they set up a video meeting. So they might organize one of the video platforms. They might organize to have a cup of coffee and meet and just see if there's any connection. We've got some lovely stories, certainly over the last couple of weeks. There's one couple who started with a cup of coffee on a Sunday afternoon via video, hit it off really well, really felt there was a lovely, lovely connection, felt they wanted to, you know, to get to know each other more. So, and they have moved on to things like watching a movie on Netflix together and then talking about the movie afterwards. They even set up, which I think is just wonderful, they set up their videos in their kitchens while they cooked dinner, each cooked dinner separately at home while they were talking to each other, kept the video on and sat down and ate their dinner together. So there are lots of imaginative ways for people to keep in touch. One of the opportunities, of course, that the current situation has given us is it's given singles the chance to really get to know each other on a whole different level than they would if they just simply, you know, sat at a bar and had a drink and made a quick decision on whether they thought there was a future or not.
You're absolutely right, because they are given a chance now to develop some sort of rapport and friendship before they have the physical contact, which is really important, the friendship. This is amazing. That is absolutely true what you're saying.
And it is. We're hearing about this all the time at the moment, where, you know, it's being borne out by people saying, I'm making these deep friendships. I'm feeling connected, strongly connected to these people. That's a wonderful thing for us to see and hear. The basis of a good, lasting relationship is actually, it's not so much loving the person, it's liking the person first and foremost, then falling in love with them.
So the message to our listeners is, hey guys, you can find love even during the coronavirus crisis, and you can have it in a very secure, private way with JConnect. Can you tell us how our listeners can get hold of you?
Yes, our website is jconnect.org.au.
So if they go to the website, they can find out, and who knows, maybe you'll find love even during the coronavirus crisis. Can you tell us before we go how many active members you've got at the moment?
We've had over 4,000 people who have registered with us. We've got over 2,000 active at the moment. And we've had, in the last 11 years, I mean, just this week, we've celebrated the birth of the 75th JConnect baby that we know. We've had 59 weddings in 12 years.
That is a very good record. 59 weddings, 75 babies in just over 10 years. That's really good.
And they're just the ones we know about. We actually think that those figures are underreported by about 30%, because a lot of people, when they find they're happy ever after, they just go off on their own merry way. And we don't, you know, we don't always hear back from people, which is okay. But we do like to hear the news and share in their simchas.
We all like to hear good news. Michelle Lewis, manager of JConnect, thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.